To sum up what we have been talking about, making decisions about your cancer treatment starts by remembering that you have a choice in your attitude about cancer. Learn to identify how you like to make decisions. Consider getting a second opinion to help you make a decision. Learn how much time you have to decide on a treatment plan. Weigh the pros and cons of any decision about cancer treatment. Don't base your decisions only on survival statistics. You are an individual, not a cancer statistic. If any complementary or alternative therapies seem attractive to you, learn all that you can about them before making the decision to try them. If you haven't given much thought to the decision-making process before, you may want to review this program to strengthen your understanding. The principles provided can help you make sound decisions about treatment, decisions that can serve you well after your cancer diagnosis. As a final note, please refer to the booklet that came with the Cancer Survival Toolbox for a list of nationwide resources specifically for cancer survivors. Two organizations that you may want to contact are the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, which has free booklets on remaining hopeful after a cancer diagnosis, advocating for yourself and others, working with your healthcare team to make sure your needs are met, navigating insurance issues, and understanding your employment rights. NCCS can also provide you with information on cancer survivorship issues. The NCCS number is 1-888-650-9127 or visit www.canceradvocacy.org. www.canceradvocacy.org. The counseling line from Cancer Care at 1-800-813-HOPE for one-on-one counseling, telephone support groups, and referral to other referral services. Their number again is 1-800-813-HOPE or 1-800-813-4673. This is the end of the Cancer Survival Toolbox program entitled Making Decisions. You may also want to listen to other Toolbox programs such as Communicating, Finding Information, and First Steps for the Newly Diagnosed.